This is the Block Hash Podcast.
Hey guys, it is Friday, March 8th. Today I want to go over some things that are going on in the crypto markets in general and talk about what could really ignite another bull market. Like, what could seriously ignite another bull market? Like, no BS, anything like that. What are we looking at in 2019 in terms of black swan events that could seriously crop up? Because there's a lot of stuff going on in crypto. And I think it's about time that we discuss what those might be in 2019, especially as we have important dates coming up for things like Brexit. We have the 2020 US elections. They're coming around the corner. The Bitcoin halving event in 2020 is coming around the corner as well. I know we got a whole year in 2019, but a lot of things tend to lead up historically in crypto to big events like that. So I think it's important to talk about that. And I want to dive into that, kind of discuss some things that have been on my radar and see if they're on your radar. A few updates. One, I'm going for my podcast, for the Block Hash podcast, I'm going to start having guests come on in the crypto industry that are individuals and that are part of a company as well. Hopefully get some interesting companies to come on and kind of talk about their perspective of where the market's at and what they're doing and get into blockchain a little bit more in depth other than just me, and see if I can make the podcast a little bit more engaging, a little bit more fun. Speaking of podcast, I just put out one on 5G and how 5G cellular communications will help blockchain in a lot of ways, and what the positives and negatives of 5G will be about. I focus a little bit more on 5G than I do just on blockchain for this podcast, but I think it's important to understand that 5G is very controversial in terms of where it's going to be at in terms of its RF radiation. And there's a new study that just came out in February of 2019, just this last month, from Sweden, showing that RF radiation from 5G might be harmful long term, and there's some serious things to consider. Short term, there shouldn't be any issues, and then for blockchain, it presents a lot of opportunities, especially in the Internet of Things and getting blockchain mobile on your smartphones and your smart devices and integrated wherever you go. 5G is going to help make technology and the internet go wherever you go on a much bigger scale, and it'll eliminate so many issues with outages in terms of internet and places where you don't have connectivity, and it'll bring blockchain to those places because blockchain is built on the internet. So it's important to understand 5G as a technological infrastructure and how blockchain will benefit from that. So definitely check out that podcast. I think you'll like it. And I also put out a video promo for my book, The Satoshi Sequence. So if you like blockchain because you're watching this video or you're listening to this on the podcast, definitely go check out my book, The Satoshi Sequence, on Amazon or on Barnes & Noble's website now, and give it a read. It's a good read. I think so. Not just because I wrote it. I think it's a good read. Check it out. All right. So back to black swan events. What is a black swan event? So Investopedia says that a black swan event or occurrence is something that deviates beyond what is normally expected of a situation and is extremely difficult to predict. So essentially, a black swan event is something that kind of happens randomly, something that kind of happens without any knowledge or foresight or any indication that such event is going to happen. So these black swan events have infamous and famous aspects to them. It's important to note that when a black swan event happens, it generally changes markets. It generally changes how certain things work depending on the industry and depending on what it's affecting. So in terms of crypto, a black swan event can be something that triggers a bull market, that triggers crypto to explode. A black swan event can also do the opposite. It could be an event that triggers blockchain to completely collapse. And these triggers usually come out of nowhere. They're random. They're called black swan events for a reason. So let's go ahead and look at what I personally think could be black swan events and some things that we know are coming up that may have a positive or negative effect depending on what happens and are kind of up in the air. So potential black swan events that I think are very important right now, early in 2019. There are all kinds that can pop up, but these are the ones I want to talk about. In order, the first one's Brexit. Brexit is scheduled for March 29th of 2019 at 11 p.m. UK time. So right now they do not have a deal with the EU when they do leave the EU, so there is no guarantee that they're going to have a trade deal with the EU. There's no current sign of an extension. There's no current sign of any revote. And all these things together create a real question mark over Britain. And it creates a really big question mark over how the UK is going to deal with this. How are the citizens going to deal with this? Because with no EU deal, if they hit March 29th, Brexit takes effect and they leave the EU, the citizens are going to get hammered pretty hard. The commerce side of it is going to take a big hit. And they're going to have to negotiate their own trade deals on an individual basis, and they're not going to have the same benefits that they could be keeping with the EU. So wherever you sit on that pedestal, left, right, Brexit, stay, this is just the reality. It's a big date in the world. It's a big date for Britain and for the EU in a lot of ways, because Brexit doesn't just signify that the British people want to take back their autonomy in a lot of ways, but it also shows that the EU is vulnerable, and it shows that the EU could fall apart at some point. And there's a lot of countries that have been on the border of doing the same thing as Brexit and that have had a lot of issues, and the EU is obviously trying to economically and politically keep Europe together and not at war. I totally understand that, but Brexit going through is only going to prove that the EU can fall apart, and it's only going to further encourage that type of referendum to come up in other countries in Europe. So March 29th is a very big date, and I think it's something we need to watch very, very closely. It's very likely that they could get an extension from the EU to further come up with a deal. I think the best case scenario is Brexit happens, they leave, they get an EU deal, and then nothing drastic really happens right away. I think the black swan event is that nothing gets done in this scenario. And it's not something that's completely unforeseen, but there is a very big chance that nothing gets done before March 29th. We're already in March. So let's keep an eye on Brexit and see what happens, because this type of chaos and this turmoil in terms of crypto, which is why it's on here, it's going to get people more interested in blockchain and crypto and autonomy in general, because they're going to look at their government and they're going to say that we can't get anything done on a centralized level. And this is happening in a lot of places around the world, and this will be another driver for crypto under the scenes. So this is why it's a black swan event for crypto that I don't think many people are keeping an eye on. It's a big event in the world in general, and a lot of people have analyzed this, and there's a lot of ways this can turn out. But in terms of crypto, having no EU deal, leaving the EU, and Britain having full autonomy again, that could be a Black Swan event for crypto to drive people towards crypto just out of fear alone. Fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Big drivers. Another one is Venezuela. So most of us are familiar with what's going on in Venezuela and how Venezuela has had an impact on crypto. I think there's a lot of possible outcomes with Venezuela. Bottom line is anything that negatively keeps occurring in Venezuela is going to only prop up crypto even more. And I know we want this to end soon. I know a lot of us want Maduro out and to help the Venezuelan people get back on track. But the reality is it's going to take a very long time. And the reality is that more negativity is probably going to follow for a while. And I know no one wants to hear that. But because no one wants to hear that, that is a black swan event, in my opinion, especially for crypto, since this has been driving a lot of attention to crypto, especially Dash, Litecoin, and Bitcoin, of course. Will Maduro continue to hold that country hostage for a prolonged period of time? They very well might. I heard they're moving their oil industry to Russia. I know there's a lot of other communist and socialist countries that back them, including Cuba and China, which are China's a very big, powerful economy. So there's a lot of potential that Maduro could stay in power. I don't think it's going to happen, but again, it could continue to happen, and the people are going to continue flocking to crypto. I think the other day, I don't know if they still are, but they had a nationwide blackout. It's just getting awful over there. Their citizens are fleeing left and right to crypto. When I was in Buenos Aires in Argentina this past fall, and in Colombia, I met a lot of people that were Venezuelan that were able to fortunately leave. But they were able to leave because they were able to get their money into Bitcoin, and Bitcoin allowed them to protect the value they've built up over time and help them get out of the Bolivar and to essentially pack up and move their entire livelihood somewhere else. So I know that Venezuela, in terms of the people, really, really like Bitcoin, really like crypto. And I think that they're going to continue pushing the attention on crypto as long as this chaos continues in Venezuela. I don't see it getting better anytime soon. Their government also launched a platform called Patria, P-A-T-R-I-A, government launched platform, but I think it's actually been propping up the price of Litecoin last couple days, if you've been watching the markets, because Litecoin has had a nice little surge. So I think that I don't like anything that's put out by the government in terms of crypto, but it has been driving the price, and a lot of Venezuelans would rather go buy Litecoin or Dash or Bitcoin than hold Bolivar right now. So that is just something to keep in mind. Another potential black swan event is the 2020 US election, for a lot of reasons. I don't think any of us really know what's going to happen. Again, wherever you sit on the table, wherever you sit on the aisle, left, right, up, down, doesn't matter, don't care. If Trump stays in office, well, we can all kind of guess what will probably happen for another 4 years. If Trump somehow gets ousted, which I don't think is going to happen, Trump is probably going to stay in office four more years. But if someone does beat Trump, who's that going to be? Are they going to be polar opposite? Are they going to be very socialist? I don't think our country is going to vote a socialist president into power, given what's going on with Venezuela. I don't think it's the right time. I don't think that's going to happen. There's also potential independents stealing a lot of the votes, like the McAfee campaign, for example. They've made their platform largely about crypto and what blockchain can do for an economy and for people. And I think while blockchain has grown tremendously, I think campaigns like the McAfee campaign could steal away a lot of millennial voters, which will hurt the Democratic Party and other independents. And will likely keep Trump in office for the next 4 years. That's what I think is going to end up happening. The black swan event here is that he loses, in my opinion. If he loses and someone like McAfee were to win, which is very, very unlikely, or someone that's far more radical than where Trump stands on the political spectrum comes into office, that could be a black swan event that could scare a lot of people. You got to remember that fear is a major driver for a lot of people. It's a big motivator. Fear definitely drives people to do a lot of things in crypto as well. So any shakeup outside of Trump, in my opinion, unless Trump comes out with something that is a little bit radical, and then coming up into the 2020 election, other than what he's already been doing, he could definitely have an impact on crypto as well. So, but that the 2020 election in general is important to keep an eye on. Some other smaller things that could definitely be black swan events. The 2020 Bitcoin halving, I think a lot of us expect that the Bitcoin reward being cut in half in 2020, again, like it does every 4 years, will be another event that will further push crypto back towards a bull market trend. So that will probably start taking effect in 2019 before it happens in 2020. We're also still waiting on BAC to launch, which could drive new institutional investing. We're also waiting on potential ETFs. The SEC came out a few weeks ago or a month ago, I can't remember exactly, and said that there will be a Bitcoin ETF at some point. So that's good news. If you're a proponent of an ETF really igniting another bull market run for crypto, there's a lot of ETFs being refiled. ETFs, I think they're still on the table. Those are things to keep in mind. There's also legislation that's on the table. I don't remember what they were. HR 528, HR 56. I did a podcast on that as well not long ago. Definitely check that out. But those are things that could go through that could affect crypto from a tax and business standpoint. Proof of stake with Cardano and Ethereum, when Ethereum finally gets to that point, whoever's first and whoever does it right, I think proof of stake could definitely ignite a boom in crypto, similar to the ICO boom, similar to the futures contract boom that happened a year ago, December of 2017. Into January of 18, we could definitely see a cycle like that, a small cycle. Proof of stake, essentially, to do it, you have to buy said crypto. You have to actually buy it and then stake it. And that's, in my opinion, a very bullish move. More than just mining. Mining, you're obviously validating transactions and you're holding it. Proof of stake, not only are you holding it by staking it, you're buying it. You're buying it so you can stake it, so you can earn a dividend, so to speak. So I think that could also get a lot of people into crypto that want to speculate, similar to mining. And another one, kind of an outcast, but virtual land. I talked about this as well on previous podcasts. I think I did a video. I'm not 100% sure. I think I did a video. But VR is doubling in users every single year and revenue every single year, especially for Facebook. Oculus Quest is set to come out in 2019, early 2019, probably late this spring or early this summer. I haven't seen a date on it yet, but Oculus Quest is basically the Oculus Go, but completely cordless. And excuse me, it's basically the Oculus Rift, but completely cordless. So you wear it cordless like the Oculus Go, and it has full 6 degrees of freedom. So moments like that could be catalysts for people to jump on board into VR, which I think it will be. I think it'll be a very big one. I see it a lot right now. I see a lot of younger people trying to play, I think it's called Apex, and obviously jumping into Fortnite and PUBG and all these open world games and battlegrounds and whatnot. I'm not an expert on that kind of stuff in terms of gaming, but I know that VR is going to continue driving people in that direction. And with that said, how is that going to affect crypto? Well, there's a lot of dApps coming out on Ethereum and other blockchains that are trying to build decentralized worlds where you can buy decentralized land. I mean, I've talked about this already, so you should definitely go back and listen to one of my last podcasts where I talked about it. I'll go into a lot more detail on that in that podcast. But VR is definitely going to push blockchain. So Oculus Quest and how it's doubling in users every single year, and Facebook's making a massive push. I guarantee you that dApps, decentralized applications, will get a nice little jolt from that. You might see a boom in dApps and decentralized dApps as they get more and more support and more developers come into the market. So that's another thing to keep an eye on as a potential black swan event, smaller but potential. So the result of these black swan events, kind of to summarize, will likely increase the awareness of crypto and blockchain tech in general, will drive people towards it, whether it's out of fear or out of excitement. A lot of people are also still angry towards government and centralized authority. You see that in Brexit, you see that in Venezuela, you see this in Turkey, you see this in Iran and North Korea, you see this in Buenos Aires and Argentina. You see this here in the United States, and you see it in a lot of other places around the world. A lot of people are angry, and when people are angry, they will look for a solution. And that solution continuously for the last 10 years has been blockchain. The recession, 2008, is why Bitcoin came into existence. The last 10 years has been this anger festering over in people all over the world, growing blockchain. Essentially, that blockchain grew out of anger, in my opinion, but is a very good solution. And a lot of people are going to move towards it. You're also going to see a lot of major tech companies that like blockchain. They're going to push for blockchain. I know a lot of them are trying to push right now. They just need the right legislation and ability to invest in it. That is coming very quickly. We'll probably see a lot more of it in 2019, early in 2019. And they will also seek it out to gain more autonomy. These tech organizations will want more autonomy from centralized governments and centralized authorities. I guarantee it. These tech companies are very powerful. They control the entire digital revolution that we're going through right now. They're going to want that autonomy. They're going to get that through blockchain. So they're going to pursue it heavily. A decentralized world works in their favor. Bottom line, fiat worldwide is dying, tech is booming, and people are angry. So that's why these black swan events will have a big impact on crypto and blockchain in general. To conclude, there's a very good chance that we're going to see at least one black swan event within the realm of what I talked about in 2019, is my guess. I think that I covered enough in this video that one of those very well might come true, and something else could come true too. There's a lot of other possibilities, a lot of other things we can talk about, a lot of companies doing different things. Jack Dorsey's doing a lot of stuff with Twitter. There's a lot of companies falling off the roadmap. Cardano's advancing like crazy in terms of development. They're very close to proof of stake. We can talk about all kinds of stuff. Lightning Network is growing tremendously for Bitcoin, and really scales Bitcoin to where it can realistically be used as money. What I like about the Lightning Network, and I did podcasts on this, I think, too. Lightning Network makes it possible for a single Satoshi to be on par with a penny, making, I believe, a single Bitcoin possible of being worth $1 million, which I believe creates 20 trillion in liquidity for Bitcoin, something like that. Yeah, do your own research on that one. I can't remember exactly, but something like that. It creates a hell of a lot of liquidity in Bitcoin. And I think you're going to see Satoshis become what are used as payments. And that's going to really drive up the price of Bitcoin. I don't think you're going to be using a single Bitcoin for a payment. I don't think Bitcoin was built to be used in that way. I think a single Bitcoin was built so that it could be worth maybe $1 million. Maybe a lot less, maybe a lot more. I have no idea. But it makes sense because it creates liquidity within the Bitcoin network. And for a lot of reasons, that makes it a lot more usable as a currency. It's interesting because Bitcoin has so much functionality in so many different ways, yet you can talk about it as a currency, as property, build on it. So I don't know, it's interesting. Definitely check out that podcast. It's one of my favorite ones so far. But it's a matter of time. A Black Swan event is bound to happen at some point. It will speed up the process of a bull market. And it'll probably be a good thing for humanity long term. All right, so that's it for this video and for this podcast. If you're listening to this on the podcast, please subscribe to the podcast. Please subscribe on YouTube if you like this video. I'll keep trying to do more and more as often as I can. If you have any comments or suggestions, please leave them below in the comment section. If you have any ideas or any suggestions or feedback on how to improve the video, how to improve the podcast, or anything you'd like me to talk about in the future, please let me know. Greatly appreciate it. All right, I will see you all next time.